One stock listed on the S&P 500 index is Abercrombie & Fitch. Its stock dropped almost 9% yesterday. That was the first trading session after the company made a very public attempt to take back its image from a proudly tacky reality star. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates explains the situation.
For several seasons, America has been alternately fascinated with and appalled by the Jersey Shore, a MTV series about a group of friends who spend their time flirting, drinking, and frequently brawling in the Garden State. The series is now enough a part of pop culture that cast members were mentioned at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last year.
This next provision is called the Jersey Shore-Up. It reads, "The following individual shall be excluded from the indoor tanning tax within this bill." Snooki, Jay Wow, The Situation, and House Minority Leader John Boehner.
But executives at Abercrombie & Fitch weren't laughing when they spotted The Situation, given name Mike Sorrentino, in a pair of lime green sweats emblazoned with Abercrombie's initials. So the once venerable sporting goods supplier turned teen sportswear provider made him an offer they hope he won't refuse. The company is offering to pay him to not wear its clothes. In a statement, it wrote, "We believe this association is contrary to the aspirational nature of our brand." Despite the fact that Abercrombie's actually once marketed a tee with The Fituation on the front. Wonder who inspired that. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.